Friday morning, it's time to preview the Buffalo Bills with Beyond the Playbook. And with us, our analyst, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, the Bills are heading into the weekend at 1-1. They take on the undefeated Denver Broncos. And after last week's rough performance against Carolina, on a number of fronts, there's a lot of struggles there. What are you looking at in this game?
Well, let's look at the players and start with Bills resident star LeSean McCoy, who had one of the worst games as a Bill last week, and actually one of the worst games of his career against the Panthers. So Bills fans are not going to want to see one game become a pattern. However, he and the Bills offensive line have their work cut out for him, as Denver's coming into the game with the league's third best rushing defense. So winning this matchup would provide a major boost for the Bills in opening up their offense, particularly because Denver's pass defense is sitting at a pretty average 17th in league rankings. Sure, only a two-game sample size, but still reflective of how the Bills' offense need the strength of their game, the rushing attack, to give an assist in opening up that passing game. And that brings us to the beleaguered passing attack. With the Broncos likely stacking their personnel to stop the run, I think they'll be daring Tyrod Taylor to beat them. And the ongoing question whether or not he's up to the task when teams play that style in this kind of matchup. And on the defensive side of the ball, let's wash, rinse, repeat. I guess there's really not much more the Bills and their fans are going to want to change from last week's performance. With that, let's hope the good times continue to roll on defense in particular. It would be great to see a newly minted unknown standout safety Jordan Poyer and linebacker Ramon Humber continue to impress. Poyer's been excellent on a number of fronts, and Humber is quietly sitting at number two in tackles in the entire league through 2 weeks. Again, 2 weeks, but still pretty impressive.
All right, so it is game three, though, and what are the larger ramifications of a game this early in the season?
Yeah, given how it's an unusual year for the Bills and that many, myself included, have justifiably tough time in seeing anything more than a rebuild, a win on Sunday certainly moves the needle back to being competitive. And on a singular focus, the game really represents another one of the few remaining chances in Tyrod Taylor's long shot effort to convince people that he can continue to start in this league. While I doubt that fifth round pick Nathan Peterman really represents any kind of an upgrade, if Taylor's season doesn't improve quickly, his career here in Buffalo is going to become sands through the hourglass as Bills fans' patience grows shorter every single year this playoff drought continues. And that pressure on Taylor is compounded by the rest of the team's fairly strong makeup, particularly on defense, along with their run game. And I said this before, I'll say it again, if this team had a quarterback, they'd likely be a playoff team in my mind. And that puts a lot more pressure on Taylor and pushes Bills fans to dream of the near future. And while they're dreaming of the future, one guy who I have to mention as we consider the bigger picture is rookie cornerback Tre'Davious White, who's been quietly surprising through 2 weeks in one of the more pressure-packed positions in the league. And football analytics site Pro Football Focus has White ranked in second place in their Rookie of the Year race through 2 weeks. Again, only 2 weeks, but that ranking is reflective of his really impressive play. PFF has him as the seventh best corner in the league against the run and one of just 22 corners in the league credited with multiple pass breakups. So hopefully he continues that strong play this week.
And I would imagine he's going to need it, and the Bills will need him and lots of other things to come up victorious this Sunday. How do you see it all shaping up?
Well, bad news is it's going to be a tough challenge for the Bills as the Broncos, not just 2-0, they're coming off an impressive blowout win over the Cowboys in week two, but it's kind of good news for the Bills as well. And what I mean by that is Sunday presents a great opportunity for the team to rebound from their forgettable week two loss against Carolina. It's also games like this that really help to further evaluate players for the long term, which is, I'll continue to mention, is a major component of the season. All that being said, I like both the matchup and the potential for a bounce back game on all the right offensive fronts, particularly with McCoy and Taylor having better chemistry among the receiving core. As last week sure looked like the bottom on that front. And I do think we're going to continue to see a strong game by all the players Bills fans hope will remain building blocks for the future. So with all that, I'm going against the grain here, and I'm predicting the Bills come away with a win to give fans plenty to smile about, which on a day that looks to be pretty tropical in Orchard Park. So I'm going out on a limb with the long shot, but get your sunscreen ready. Hopefully I'm right.
Whoa.
I know. Tell me about it. A rare optimism.
Excited for the weekend. Matt Sabuda, thanks for the prediction. Thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.